This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Dr. Francis Collins, the former director of the National Institutes of Health, tells CBS's 60 Minutes he fears aggressive downsizing could impact public health for generations.
Deaths from heart disease are down by 75% in the last 40 years. That's NIH. Deaths from stroke are down about 75%. That's NIH.
Since January, the Trump administration has canceled more than $2 billion in research grants and fired 1,300 NIH employees. 60 Minutes correspondent Sharon Alfonsi says many top scientists may be looking elsewhere.
A survey of 1,600 scientists and graduate students reported 75% are considering leaving the U.S. to work. Australia, Europe, and China have already boosted recruitment efforts, hoping to capitalize on the potential brain drain.
The Trump administration has also cut tens of millions of dollars in grants to charities and nonprofits that help crime victims. CBS Justice correspondent Scott McFarland reports.
A CBS News review found among the nonprofits that lost their Department of Justice federal grant funding are organizations that help victims of crime who have disabilities, elder abuse victims, child trafficking, those who deal with inner city violence. From California to New Jersey, Maryland, New Orleans, and Memphis, the Department of Justice says those groups have a chance to appeal, but that they don't effectuate department priorities.
The suspect in the ramming of a crowd at a Vancouver street festival has been charged with 8 counts of second-degree murder, with more charges anticipated. Steve Rye, who heads the Vancouver police, has ruled out terrorism in the attack.
The person we have in custody does have a significant history of interactions with police and healthcare professionals related to mental health.
At least 11 people were killed, dozens injured. A vigil is getting underway this hour in Vancouver. Coming up on the first 100 days of the Trump administration, and a new CBS News YouGov poll shows President Trump's job approval rating down. Gary Cohn, a top economic advisor during the president's first term, tells CBS's Face the Nation the tariffs play a major role.
So you started to see some of the major consumer-facing brands say, look, our first quarter was pretty good, but we're starting to see signs the second quarter is not going to be as good as we hoped.
The poll shows 45% approve of Trump's job performance, 55% disapprove. In San Antonio today, Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Siller led a mass where he spoke about the next pope.
We will need a pope that will address the realities of these next few years, that the Lord will allow that new pope to lead the Catholic Church.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it, safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with the USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit usps.com/in the know.
Gambling problem?
Calls to the Kentucky Council on Problem Gambling's hotline have quadrupled since the state legalized sports betting in 2023.
You can't watch a sporting event now without seeing an ad for one of the online gambling access points.
Mike Stone heads up the Kentucky organization that works to help problem gamblers.
It can be very dangerous when he or she is confronted with all of the advertisement.
A quarter of the calls to the problem gambling hotline in Kentucky deal with sports betting. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The NBA has acknowledged shortly after the latest game ended that referees missed Detroit's Tim Hardaway Jr. getting fouled by New York's Josh Hart. It happened on the final play of the Pistons' Game 4 matchup against the Knicks. It was a critical missed call. Detroit lost that game by a single point, 94-93. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Clear tonight, mid-40s, mostly sunny and breezy on Monday, highs near 67, south winds up to 30 miles per hour. Winds gust to 35 Monday night with some showers and thunderstorms. Showers and storms to start your Tuesday, then partly sunny, 57.
It's 51 at our studios.
Be a better place for you. And Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
sweet city woman. Everybody, sweet, 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 sweet city woman. Sweet, 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 sweet city woman. Sweet, 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 sweet city woman.
Bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Smile on your brother, everybody get together. Try to love one another right now.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Wisconsin's volunteers are transforming our communities every day through their acts of service. Wondering how you can give back? Find the perfect volunteer opportunities at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center. On volunteerwisconsin.org, you can filter opportunities by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more to find your best fit. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
Saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena. She drives me fast and she drives me wild. She's the
years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Just to keep a job, I gotta fight my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. And there's a 5 o'clock of me inside my clothes, thinking that the world looks fine. Yeah.
they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. They used to be lost, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. And birds who live nearby by the night. Mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Mercy, can't you stand that?
Thank you. just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone?
Thank you.
news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all got around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Tell me how you see her. Oh, yeah. on the roof. Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face,
up on the roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
On the roof,
it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
one time.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. More than 1,300 employees at the National Institutes of Health have lost their jobs since January. It's part of the Trump administration's downsizing through the Department of Government Efficiency, or the DOGE. Sharon Alfonsi reported about the cuts on CBS's 60 Minutes.
The confusion in Bethesda has also paralyzed many of the 2,500 universities and institutes that rely on the NIH to help fund their research. So far, nearly 800 grants have been terminated.